Welcome to a brand new episode of Be There with Belsird. As you hear this, you might be experiencing an eclipse causing flooding, terror on the streets and thousands of deaths. Or it might just be fine. We don't know at the moment. We don't know. What we do know is that this week Dan has been blessed with one of the finest fruit pastel packets of his life. 3 yellow, 1 orange, 5 black and 5 red. I thank you, Lord Baby Jesus, for that. Meanwhile, Gavin has taken part in celebrity poker, among such stars as Fern Britton, Alison Hammond, and a mysterious figure who wore a hood and sunglasses at all times. And though it was never confirmed, rumours are it was the disgraced Philip Schofield. Gavin made it to the final 2, where he lost a heads up on the final hand. Although confident his pair of aces would be enough to win, he was left disappointed when eventual winner Johnny Ball revealed all. But alas, he's not too down, as he did get Big Brother 3 winner Kate Lawler's number. And he will welcome you back now.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. Interesting little story time from you there. I don't know where most of that came from.
Story time came from the real world.
Did it, though?
Some of that was true.
The fruit pastels were true.
Oh, what a fruit pastel packet.
When you were going through it, I felt there wasn't enough orange in there.
Oh, you know, what are you talking about? Fruit pastel, black and red. If it was just a packet of black and red, I'd be
happy, but you've had 3 yellows in there, 1 orange.
I ate the 3 yellows in one go, all of them. Boom, boom, boom. I'll eat the orange, boom, boom, boom. And well, that more of a boom. And then the black and red, I really cherish them.
Did you go alternating?
Nah, took out the blacks, didn't I?
Then that would be your choice.
Stay out of the black and in the red. Nothing in this game. For 2 in a red, I ate the reds, just like Jim Bowen would have wanted. We thank you.
Okay.
How are you, right?
My line, but okay. No, I'm not okay.
He's not okay.
Got a cold and it's annoying me. And you might be able to hear it in the voice a little bit, but you know what? I felt we had to battle through for the people.
Do you think you'll die?
At some point, yes.
Yes.
Hopefully not too soon. Not from this cold, no.
Oh, what a way to whimper out.
It would be very pathetic.
It was a heavy cold. We lost to a good man. It's not the 1300s when they used to die from colds, I'd imagine.
Sure.
No Lemsip back then, was it?
No.
Lemsip was invented in the 1400s, of course, by Tony Lem and Ian Sip.
Yeah, that's where they got the name.
It's amazing what you learn here, isn't it? Fact fans?
Yeah.
That's one for the fact fans.
I just imagine somebody went through and fact-checked an episode.
Ooh.
Their brains would explode.
We should never do that.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Still buzzing off my fruit pastel high. No, nothing will bring me down. Apart from that, yeah, very well.
Good. I mean, next question.
What have you been up to?
What
have I been up to? How dare you ask? Well, I've had some thoughts. I've been
Christ.
Doing some stuff. This week, no, I've had one thought, you know, because recently we've been played a couple of games of golf, and I've played probably some of my best golf of recent times, and I've been wearing this new hat of mine.
Do you think the hat's the key?
Could be a good hat, and I believe it is coral. You, of course, did think it's a bit MAGA, a MAGA hat.
I did say it was a MAGA hat.
Do you think if I start wearing a Trump shirt or something like that, my golf will go to the next level? Because we know how good he is.
Wear some of his big trousers.
Oh, he's winning competitions left, right and centre with his club, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's because he makes up his score.
He wins the seniors, he wins the overall men's championship. If I'm going to follow in anyone's footsteps in the world of golf, it must be Sir Donald of Trump.
Not Sir.
He's not a Sir of Scotland.
No.
He owns a bit of Scotland, doesn't he?
He's got a golf course there.
Scotland can't be expensive to own, can it? I could probably own half of it. Edinburgh, I'll leave. That's probably a bit expensive, isn't it, around that area?
Yeah, the major cities are probably expensive.
Yeah. But they're Hebrides and stuff. They're in Scotland.
They're islands, aren't they?
The outer Hebrides.
Yeah, and the inner Hebrides.
Where's the inner ones?
A little bit closer.
Geography.
Geography with the Belsons.
Absolutely fascinating.
Anyway, back to it.
So do you think I should get a MAGA hat? Maybe I'll just go
full
MAGA.
I do not think you should get a MAGA hat. Isn't there a fellow at that golf club who turns up in a MAGA hat?
He has occasionally worn a MAGA hat.
Do you think you could swap your hat for his hat and see if he noticed?
Oh, it's a bold move, but then I am stuck with an old sweaty man's MAGA hat.
Yeah.
If I'm going to wear a MAGA hat, I will get a new one. That's one of my rules.
Are they still selling them?
Oh, God, yeah. He's got to make money.
Where do you get it from?
www.maga.
Make America Great Again.
Yeah, must be a website. Buy some of his gold trainers while you're there as well.
Yeah, $9,000.
He's got to make money somehow.
He has to pay the lawyers.
Hey, can I throw you a thought?
Yeah, sure.
Catch it if you can. I had a thought today. Do you ever hear the term African English?
No.
Why is that?
Because why would I? Is this, you're thinking the African American?
I'm thinking African American, and why am I not hearing African English?
I think it's less, is it less of a thing for us?
We have black people. We have black people.
Yeah. But they're just British people.
Right.
Right. We don't have to break that down any further than that. They're black British.
So why do Americans say that?
You know, they're very obsessed with these sorts of things, aren't they?
Do you think
everybody wants to be something else?
Should we phase it out?
What? African-American?
Or bring in African English? We've got to do one or the other.
Let's phase it out. Let them just be Americans.
You heard it.
And I'm going to throw that out for all the other Americans who want to tell you that they're something else as well.
Irish, you mean?
Italian.
So you are officially phasing out the African-Americans. Good. We move on.
Well, this hasn't gone well because you said take out the blacks and I've just said phase out African Americans.
Oh,
this is not what we mean.
This might be our most MAGA approach ever.
Well, you started talking about MAGA as well. Fucking hell.
What have you been up to over there?
So you had some thoughts and
I was just thinking, I saw some black people. I thought, I wonder if they're African English. But I would never go and approach them.
No.
Because you don't hear the phrase African
English. It's not a phrase.
And then I started thinking about the African grey parrot. Don't hear him that much these days, do you?
I mean, it depends where you are. If you're in a place with parrots, you probably would hear it.
Like a pet shop.
Do you get many parrots in pet shops anymore?
I haven't been to a pet shop since 1991. I vowed after that day to never step foot in one again.
I've been in one of those big pet shops.
Pets at Homes?
Yeah.
Oh, not a sponsor.
No. To get some treats for the dogs before. They have like rabbits in there and guinea pigs,
of course,
but I didn't see any birds. They probably had some fish, but they may have been at the back. I didn't go that far.
Oh, you weren't interested in the fish.
Well, the dog stuff's quite near the front. I don't need to go much further.
It does make you wonder. Where are people buying parrots? You don't have to have parrots anymore at home.
You can have parrots.
Look, remember there's the guy in
Chelsea who walks around with two parrots on his shoulders.
But they're outside. They're choosing to stay on his shoulder.
Well, we don't know if they can fly.
Parrots can fly.
What if they've had their wings clipped?
So, there's a lot to think about sometimes. I can't... Now...
We can also see a lot of parakeets about, because they're...
But they don't talk. Useless.
I mean, could they talk? If you taught one?
They can talk their own language. They don't need to learn another. Parrots, African grey parrot, their native language is English language.
It's not. I hate to break this to you. For a start, they're African. So
African English. They're African English parrots.
English would not be their native language.
Of course it is. I've heard them speak and they speak it very well.
I think
sometimes they mimic what people say. Sometimes they're just coming up with their own phrases.
I think parrot might be their native language.
Oh.
And English is a second language, which makes them able to speak more languages than us.
Wow.
Having said that, though, I'll tell you what I have been doing.
Clipping birds' wings.
No, I've started doing a bit of Duolingo.
Duolingo is learning parrot.
If only. But I didn't I'll be honest, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing most of the time, but it plays into my obsessive nature where, like, I have to do it every day to keep my run going.
Got to keep your run.
Otherwise, the stream will end and I'll be... to be honest, if that happens, it's a good chance I'm just not going to do it again.
What do you do? Learn a word a day? Phrase
no,
a day?
No, it puts it into... There's different bits. Like, sometimes it says a thing and you have to say it.
What are you learning?
I started on Spanish.
Ooh,
but I will tell you, Klingon is on there. I noticed that.
Oh, one for the geeks.
Yeah, but it's got lots of different languages on there. But I don't know. I just thought I'd try it and then I just picked Spanish because, I don't know. What I will say is I don't like this whole masculine and feminine word thing.
Oh, confusing. Yeah. Michael Scott found that very hard.
That's my inspiration.
If you learn Spanish, though, you'd be able to speak to Gloria Estefan better. So that'd be good.
Oh, that is the dream, of course.
Why didn't you learn Chinese when they take over? If you could be on site,
well,
you'd be like a spy. Is it allowed? Are you allowed to be a spy in this country anymore?
Are you allowed to be a spy?
If no one finds out. If you're a spy for the Chinese government.
Oh, if you're a spy for the Chinese government, you're not allowed to be a spy for the Chinese government in this country.
Right. Am I working for the Chinese government?
If you are, you're doing
a lot of time on TikTok.
You're doing a very bad job.
Is that working for them? I'm keeping the numbers up.
I don't know that you're helping them much.
Imagine
you were a spy for the Chinese, and they asked you for some information.
I'd take down the government.
And you're just telling them tales of Dale Winton's supermarket sweeping old episodes of Bullseye. I don't think they're going to get much out of you. Or just telling them facts that are clearly not true.
Try and learn the TikTok dance for them.
Yeah, again, I don't know how that helps.
Look, the Chinese government, and let's assume they're listening, because they're always listening. I'm willing to help out to bring down the British government. Right, he said it. He said it now. Can't take that back.
I think
if the British government are listening, I'm having a laugh.
To be honest,
wink, wink.
I think the British government are very close to bringing themselves down at this point, so I don't think they need outside help.
And that is what, I actually say to myself, you're welcome. Because you didn't know, we have been bringing them down with the Chinese TikTok government. And you think they're bringing themselves down, it's down to me and President
TikTok.
Xi. Is that his name?
I don't know.
And the rest of them. They're all fun, but they do look quite similar when I pop over to China.
You say they're all fun?
We have a laugh in China.
Those Chinese politicians do not look fun.
They don't look fun, but they don't let you see the fun side, do you? They let what they want to come out. So people are like, oh, it's a bit communisty over there, isn't it? We're out fucking bowling Thursday nights. It's fucking brilliant. And we're not even worried about the rules of bowling. There's no regulations when we're bowling. Me and President G, that's his name.
Do you have to let him win?
Oh, no.
Oh, I think you might.
He loves a laugh. He knows he's not very good. Oh. And he's fine with it. The amount of sake he's getting down. I know it's Japanese, but we import it over. What does the Chinese drink? You're probably wondering.
Apparently sake, according to you.
Chinese wine as well.
Beers. They do beers, don't they? Chang beer and that.
Yeah. We do a bit of Chang as well in the toilets. We have a great time here in the Chinese
also
government.
Imported.
Very much so.
Right, okay. So
that's what I've been doing this week.
Is that what you've been doing? You've been bowling with the Chinese. I've started Duolingo.
And someone saw a parrot at some point.
I don't think anyone did see
it. If
you
get a Chinese-speaking parrot, we've completed it. Blockbusters, that's it. Get in touch if you've got a parrot that can speak Chinese, and we'll call that Blockbusters. Not the parrot. It's probably got his own name. President G. We'll call the parrot that, and then we'll say that Blockbusters. Bob Holness will come on. We'll have a pee, please, Bob. Thank you very much. Good night. Well done. You've podcasted.
Oh, no.
That's podcasting.
Oh, it's gone mad. So what have you been doing?
Talking of darts.
Yeah, there we go.
The other day,
talking of darts, Blockbusters.
Friday night, Josh Wilson's back in town. We must get this man on to speak about his recent experiences of London town, because he's never been before. I'd love to find out what he thought.
He's never been before. Now he's been twice.
Been twice in a couple of weeks.
I
wonder if he's back next week. We'll see. We went to play darts in one of those dart places. You know, the ones, the electronic darts and stuff. It's a fun time. We then played indoor basketball shooting thing, and my forearm is still quite sore.
Mm.
Quite.
And what did you...
My lovely wrist action, but okay. Oh my God, my forearm still... I'm not shooting hoops enough, clearly.
Yeah.
It was good times, and then we went to Faux, which I found out isn't how you say that word. You know the restaurant Faux?
Yeah. Well, how do you say it?
Faux.
Oh.
Faux.
That's hard to tell people, isn't it?
Yeah, if you say I'm good, Faux, you're like, what do you mean?
Finish your word.
I'm going to finish my word. He got a video message from his friend to tell me how to say it. So there we go. I learned something.
You did. That's good. That's good. You had a nice time?
I had a lovely evening.
Wow. He told me that you destroyed him at darts.
Well.
But he wasn't bothered by it.
No, he wasn't bothered by it. And a girl came over who she was bringing us drinks, and she said, oh, you look like you'd be good at darts, you two. Now, what do you think, though? I didn't know how to take that, because it seems like you're saying you're both a bit fat, because the darts players traditionally larger side, aren't they?
I would also say it would be a comment about you both being white. You don't see a lot of, you know...
African-English
darts players.
I can't think of any. I can think of a couple of South Africans.
There's a Dutch woman, isn't there?
Oh, there's... African English lady.
Stop saying African English.
It was really catching on. Really. Didn't think it would catch on so quickly, but it has. Yeah, the black people made it not keen on darts.
No, but probably would have been better than you at the basketball bit.
Well, for sure. They do like stabby objects, though, so why are they not interested in darts? Maybe knife throwing. They did have axe throwing out, I think. Could have done that.
Oh, did they?
But you're not allowed to drink before or during axe throwing, and we had already surpassed that. I don't know if they breathalyze you upon entry. How are they going to
check? How are they going to know?
Maybe make you touch your nose, walk along a line, say the alphabet backwards.
Okay.
If they make you say the Spanish alphabet backwards, where would you begin? Zorro. Oh, God.
Okay, so that was your friend. I actually also, I spent Sunday with Mr. Joshua Wilson.
You went to church, I assume?
No. So he complained that last time he was in town, he didn't get to go to see any wrestling, which is a little bit funny, you know, considering the man is from America, where there's a lot of wrestling.
It's a little bit funny.
But the opportunity came up for him to come to some wrestling with me on a Sunday afternoon. And so we had a bit of lunch beforehand, watched the end of the Celtic Rangers game and the start of the Man United Liverpool game. Ooh. And I will tell you, we waited about an hour and a half for our lunch, and he went over. So I ordered it. We went and sat down. We finished our drinks. He went to get another drink, and I said, "Oh, yeah, just start, we're like table 23. Just ask them." So he asked them, and he came back and said, 5 minutes. They said, 5 minutes. They're sorry. And I was like, okay. So I go over. I get another drink. I say to the guy, "What's the deal with the food?" And he said, "I know, I am so sorry. Like, an hour and a half is ridiculous."
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And he said, if you need to go, just let me know before you go and I'll refund you.
Put it in a box for you.
So I go back and I say this to Josh, and he's like, "What? No, I just need my food."
Hungry beast at that
point. He was hungry. So I'll give them like 10 minutes later, they did bring the food.
Was there any sort of refund or discount?
There was no refund or discount.
Oh, I'm not sure how I feel about that. They were truly sorry.
Not going to kick up a fuss, because we did need to get on. So then we went to the wrestling, little venue. Had another couple of drinks there. Josh was picking which wrestlers he wanted to win.
Oh, good.
He,
have your favourites.
He got one out of all the bouts correct. And that was one I didn't expect to win. So
unpredictable nature.
And then he got to meet a couple of the wrestlers. So a British tag team by the name of Grizzled Young Vets. He met because they gave a little speech afterwards about how they'd been in
Gainesville, Florida.
No, Portsmouth. No, Southampton. On the Sunday, flown to Philadelphia, done some shows there, flown back to be on the show on this Sunday in London. And they mentioned being in Florida because they have homes there from when they were signed into an American company. And so he heard that, and then they came out at the break and they were there signing autographs, taking pictures, stuff like that. And I said, "Oh, they're there if you want to ask them whereabouts in Florida." So he went over and had a chat with them. I don't know. They did say the name of the place, which he later told me was, "Why would they live there? It's shit." Oh. But he said he apologized to them. They said, "No, we like it," and all this sort of stuff. And then he got his picture taken with them, and he was very happy.
Oh, lovely stuff. Made new friends. Maybe when they're in Florida, they'll all meet up together.
Possibly so.
Play a bit of darts or something.
But he did say to them, when would I be able to see you in Florida? So maybe he'll be following them around now.
Did he ask for their addresses?
He didn't. But then I went and spoke to the tag team that they beat, and there were a couple of Italian guys, and they didn't really understand entirely what I was saying.
Well, are you speaking your new Spanish?
My new 5 to 10 words of Spanish. No, but they seemed very nice, and they were very happy that some people chanted for them, and they said every time the shows are in London, they'll try and come on the weekend because they can. It was very, very pleasant. Then a little bit later, they had the main event, and it was a three-way match, resulted in people landing in the crowd. there's a lovely little video. Josh gets a chair shoved into his leg.
Look a little bit afraid. I mean, does a little jump. He does. Understandable.
And then a little bit later, and man jumps into the crowd onto another man who's on a chair, buckled that chair. The chair was messed up, But we, the majority of people stood for the rest of the match because the chairs had all been messed up. And we'll point out Josh Fenner sat down again by just arse-folded in the middle by himself. But fair play to him. He seemed to really enjoy himself. So much so that he phoned Amanda as we were walking towards Camden to tell her that he'd just come out of the wrestling and how much fun. And she said, did it meet your expectations? And he said, it surpassed his expectations.
Right. We must get him on the show. I'm sure listen to Super Familiar with the Wilson duel. Hear all about him.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be coming up. I then took him into Camden and we found the Amy Winehouse statue and took our pictures with that.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Amy. Gone too soon.
Wow.
Gone too soon. Indeed. That movie is coming out now as well, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Seems to be getting panned left, right and centre.
Speaking of movies, I watched a movie today.
You've been in a movie.
Who's been in
you?
No,
just watched one.
Watch one. I watched that Roadhouse film.
Roadhouse. From the TikToks that I've seen, Conor McGregor looks like he's never acted before in his life.
Oh, it shows. yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is absolutely fine. The film itself is okay. Conor McGregor is abysmal. It is.
He walks like a non-human, which doesn't help.
He also has his arse out a lot.
Oh.
Which didn't expect. Did not expect.
Was it pleasant to see the arse?
I mean, I'd say he's got a good arse on him.
You're a generous
man. Does a lot of...
He probably works
working
out. Yeah. I'm not sure if you noticed that. So overall, that's score out of 10 for Roadhouse.
Six.
Brilliant. That's generous.
I don't know.
In the grand scheme of movies, it can't be a six.
Of like films of all time.
Yeah.
Or like a three.
Yeah. Yeah. For the movies you've watched this week, though, 6 out of 10 seems fine.
Yeah, it's the only one I watched.
Yeah. So, well done, Connor. Keep it up. You know, maybe lay off the drugs for a bit and try.
Lay off the drugs. Just walk like a human. Be my
if
thing.
I was the director, stop. At some point I'd say, you're doing that walk again.
Why are you trying to make yourself bigger all the time? Just walk. And it's funny when he goes, like, he's facing up face to face with the guy, like the bad guy of the film, who's like, you know, one of those ones who, I mean, it's a simple story. Guy wants the bar so he can build a new resort thing. That's basically it.
Brilliant.
So he keeps sending his heavies in to smash up the place, all that sort of stuff.
Like, is he very much like a Paul Robinson from Neighbours?
A little bit more evil.
Oh, Robinson, yeah. He had some bad moments.
Yeah, but he didn't send bikers to smash up a bar.
He came good in the end.
Yeah, but the thing is, the actor is taller than Connor because Connor's not a tall man.
No.
So he has to be all puffed up like a
puff
pigeon.
Fish.
Like, okay.
Puff a fish.
So, yeah. I mean, watch the film if you want or don't. I don't care. I've got no stake in it, but it ain't great acting.
A lot of people have watched it.
Yeah. Doesn't a lot of people good. Have said the same thing, I should imagine.
Good. Right, today, of course, we're thinking... What are we thinking about today? He's reminding himself that today is International Baby Massage Day.
Okay.
Interested in that?
Oh, not so much.
I think it's meant to be your own baby. Not sure.
You can't just go and massage strangers' babies.
No. National Draw a Bird Day.
Draw a bird. Is that a feathered bird, like an African grey parrot, or
a lady?
A lady, as Danny Dyer would call them.
Ooh. It was, of course, Matt Healy's birthday.
Oh, he's a problematic character, isn't he?
And National Dog Fighting Awareness Day. So if you're into dog fighting,
this is your day.
Really, really go all out on that. But of course, we're also thinking about the eclipse that's happening today. Total eclipse of the heart, you think?
Bonnie Tyler.
Tyler, you think of a sportsman? No, Tyler, you think of...
The creator?
No, you think of movies, movie director, very rich man. You think Tyler Perry?
Of course we do.
Perry, you think of William
Kevin
the
and Perry?
Refrigerator Perry.
Okay, this is...
Originally just to this week's quiz.
Difficult to follow that narrative.
Sporting nicknames.
Ah, okay.
So I've got 13 for you here.
The obvious number.
I'm going to give you the name of the person, or sportsman, as you might want to call them. If you get it correct without anything, you'll get 2 points. Or I can give you one word of, say it's a three-word, I'll give you one word. You can choose which word.
Okay.
Or if it's two-word, again.
I feel like you're making this more confusing.
See, very simple. So if it's a two-word nickname, you can say, give me the second word.
Ah,
and then if you
can
get the first word,
I can
give
pick
you one point.
I can pick the word.
There we go.
Okay.
Vinnie Johnson from the Detroit Pistons back in the day.
How many words?
It's a two-worder. Do you want to have a guess first? Or
I've no idea. I'll go second word.
You want the second word?
Mm.
Microwave. Microwave is the second word. First word?
Is it the?
The microwave. Correct for 1 point. You chose well there. Because if you chose the first word, of course, you would have had
the yeah.
Wouldn't have helped.
Do we know why?
He would get hot in a hurry when he entered a contest.
You could just say no.
That's what apparently it is. Red Grange. Seems to be an American footballer from year 1800. Three-worder.
Red Grange. I'm not going to... let's go two again.
The second word is a three-word, remember? Galloping.
The galloping horse.
Galloping. I'll give you another go, and I will say it's alliteration.
The galloping... what was his name? Red?
Grange.
Oh.
Like the hill.
I don't... the galloping gazelle. Gazelles don't gallop.
It was ghost.
My theory about gazelles not galloping really important there.
Mario Lemieux, the NHL player. Mario Lemieux. Can I have a pot shot for two?
How many?
Two words.
The demure.
Brilliant. Do you want to... Which word do you want? One or two?
Second.
Mario.
Oh, fuck. Hang on, Mario...
Lemieux?
Something Mario...
That's it. It's a two-worder.
Mario something Mario Lemieux.
Well, just... It's separate. Don't put them together.
Super Mario.
Correct! For 1 point. Okay. I thought you might have had a pot shot of that. Thinking of the word Mario. Next one. Gordie Howe. Another NHL player.
I mean, he's vaguely familiar and I don't know why.
Played for the Red Wings, of course.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Again, how many
he
words?
He transcended the sport. Two words.
Gordie Howe. I don't know. A second.
You want the second word?
Yeah.
Second word, hockey.
Mister.
Mr. Hockey! Transcended.
That's probably why Mr. Hockey, isn't it?
Elroy Hirsch. NFL from many, many years ago.
It's how many words?
Two words.
Elroy the boy Hirsch.
So nice. Give me a word. Which word do you want?
Yeah, we're always going with two.
You want the second word?
Yeah.
Legs.
Crazy legs.
Crazy legs is correct. It often looked like his legs were running in different directions.
What?
Apparently. Reggie White from the NFL. Did a lot of sacks and stuff.
I feel like I should know this because I'm aware of Reggie White.
Mm.
How many?
Four words.
Oh, I'm not going to get this. Give me the third word.
He's chosen poorly. The third word is of. Something, something, of, something. Reggie White.
Reggie White. The... it's going to be like the menace of Miami or something like that. He didn't play for Miami, did he? I don't know what it is.
The Minister of Defence.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Did you know it? You didn't know it.
I didn't know it. I quite like it.
Ed Jones. He played NFL. He was sacking people for the Cowboys.
Okay.
Ed Jones. It's two-worder.
It's a two-worder. Ed Jones. Sack lunch.
Sack lunch. I like it. Do you want to have a word?
Second.
Tall. T-A-L-L. Tall. Something tall.
Fucking hell. This is not going well.
It's not an easy quiz.
Too tall.
Too tall. He's pulled it out of the bag. He was 6 foot nine. Too tall for
Jesus.
Position. Number eight, Reggie Jackson from the baseball world.
Yeah.
Two words.
Again, like I feel like I should know this. Fuck it, Mr. Baseball.
Right. Okay. It's not correct.
Second word.
October.
Mr. October.
Mr. October! Nailed another point there.
Is that like when the playoffs start or something?
You're getting some points. You're picking up points. It's Philadelphia 76ers, Darryl Dawkins.
How many words?
Two words.
Oh. Darryl the Barrel Dawkins.
It's a lovely guess, but he wasn't fat. Which word do you want? Two words.
Always two.
Thunder.
Ah, fuck.
Thunder.
Darryl.
Do you want an extra clue? This nickname was given to him from Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder.
Blind Thunder.
He didn't name him after himself.
Ah. I don't know.
Chocolate Thunder.
Oh,
Chocolate Thunder. I don't know who told Stevie Wonder he's black. So.
Oh, so he's an NHL player.
And he played for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a hockey player, and I was surprised he was black.
Yeah, you would never have got that then. Pete Maravich.
Plays what?
Basketball for the Utah Jazz.
And how many?
Two words.
Pete the Meat.
Pete the Meat is three words.
There's three words?
You said Pete the Meat.
Well, his name's Pete.
It's two words. Pete the Meat is surely in there. You're getting Pete the Meat Maravich.
Yeah.
Terrible guess. What word do you want?
Let's go change it up. Let's go one.
Pistol.
Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete. Joe Namath.
Is it as simple as I think it is? Mm. Oh, hang on.
Ooh.
Is it something like Joe Football? No. Something like that.
It's two words.
Am I close?
Do you want me to give you a word?
Yeah. Give me the first word.
Broadway.
Oh, didn't help me. Broadway Joe.
Correct. It did help you. If you said Joe, if you got the same word, you wouldn't have got that. And two more. Gary Payton. You might know Gary Payton's nickname.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, you might think I might, but how many?
Two words.
Well, it's always two, isn't it? Gary, he's got long arms. There's something to do with that. No, maybe not. Give me the first word.
Ooh,
The. Fuck, is it glove?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, did it come to you afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, that could have been a two-pointer for you. Unlucky. Lastly, Stu Grimson of the NHL.
How many words?
Two of them. Three of them, excuse me.
Three of them. Stu Grimson.
He's a beard enforcer.
Give me the third word.
Reaper.
The Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper. Good choosing of words there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But 9 out of 26.
It's not great.
It was not an easy quiz. Wasn't one of my easiest, I'll give you that. So, you know.
Also, sports I don't really know.
Chin up there. Chin up. Always. You won't forget him now, will you? What was Darryl Dawkins' nickname again?
The Grim Reaper?
Yeah, oh, Chocolate Thunder.
Ah, fuck.
Immediately forgotten. You've learnt nothing from this. Talking of learning nothing, of course. Curb Your Enthusiasm's finished. Larry learnt very little.
That was his thing.
Oh, he did learn about how he should have fixed the Seinfeld finale, and that's all he learnt. So, what a show. What a show, LD.
Is the Seinfeld ending bad?
It's not great. It's when they all get arrested.
Yeah, I don't really remember, but
it's like some Good Samaritan law, something going down. They don't help. They're just laughing about it. You know, and I think since that, they've regretted it ever since. But you live and learn.
And Jerry was in the finale.
Jerry was in between giving money to Israel War or something, I'd imagine. Talking of pop culture.
Know about that?
Oh, he loves a bit of Israel. Oh. J. Cole responded to Kendrick Lamar's diss track. He released his own. It was quite weak. And he has since removed it and apologised on stage to Kendrick Lamar.
Well, that's...
That's over. The fun's over.
Well, didn't old Drake do something really bad?
Yeah, but we don't know if that was real or not, to be fair. Okay. And now we need Drake to actually do something. Will he?
Do we need Drake to do something? No, we need Drake to go away. Okay. Stop going near kids.
Okay, we've done that. Because 11 moved on. So now she's getting married, isn't she?
She is.
To?
Not a clue.
Isn't it Jon Bon Jovi's son?
Possibly.
That could be absolute bullshit. Right, what else we
do? And like anything else that we've done.
She's also got a parrot.
I don't think she has. She got a parrot? Yeah, it'd be lovely. What a lovely way to tie everything together. Yeah. She's got a parrot.
I'll find out for you now.
Okay.
Who are we talking about?
11. I mean, it's great. We don't know her name. Do you want the answer to last week's question?
More than life itself.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot of the same answer. Oh. But last week we asked what did we ask? who could nobody dislike? I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
Rick Belson said, Hagrid, let me see you throw shade on that. Well, Hagrid is not a real person.
I'm assuming at this point he must mean Coltrane.
Coltrane I'm okay with.
Yeah, I don't think...
But Hagrid...
It's got to be Coltrane.
But he said Hagrid.
But nobody could hate Coltrane, I don't think.
Well, I don't believe so. He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Gone too soon.
Yeah, they made the Harry Potter films. What else are you going to do?
He did Cracker. Cracker was good.
Was it? Never watched an episode.
I think you wouldn't. But I was going to say, I think you'd like it. You probably
wouldn't. Where would I even find that to watch unless you've bought the
box tell you set? What, it's sometimes on like the...
TV.
Like, yeah, like whatever that drama channel is that's on whatever, like channel 49 or something.
Mm, one of the best.
Anyway, so if it's Coltrane, fine. If it's Hagrid, created by a transphobe. That Ifkin guy said Jet from Gladiators.
You'd be hard pressed to find someone who didn't like her, yeah, or hate her, or dislike.
I don't. I've got nothing.
No
against.
Ill feeling towards Jet from Gladiators. No chance of that.
Matt's coming with a couple. He's gone with Neil Buchanan again. A very solid choice there. No one can dislike Buchanan. He's also said Shaq. Hard to dislike Shaq. He gives a lot of. He does a lot of good stuff, doesn't he?
But I would imagine a lot of opposition fans do not like him for what he did in the past to their teams.
Do they still carry that dislike?
I bet hardcore fans do, yeah.
Bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah. It is what it is. If Harry Kane started giving like things to charity, I wouldn't give a shit. I still wouldn't like him very much.
You know,
a better example, some footballer that I hate more than Harry Kane. Don't mind Harry Kane.
Bruno Fernandes.
That's a bit of a dick, yeah.
Oh, that was one thing that I feel like Josh may have taken away from his lunch with me is how much I hated a lot of footballers. Anyway, Matt also said Robin Williams. And I've got to say I'm with him on that
you
one.
You think so?
Oh, what could you have against Williams?
I don't have anything against him, but I bet there's some people who aren't fans. I'd say. I don't know.
There's a difference between not being a fan and actively disliking him.
I think
him.
People dislike him.
Why would they dislike him?
I can't. I'm not speaking for
them. But I'm assuming, that, to be fair, if we asked everybody in the world about all our answers, there would be people that dislike all of them. Abby, whose birthday it was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Abby. Hope you had a wonderful day of celebrations and cake.
Well, there we go. She said, David Attenborough, the nation's grandpa.
Yes, probably right with that one. I'm not a big fan. I think he's overrated, but I don't dislike him. He's done good for the world, and he just keeps saying, come on guys, pack it in with the like killing the world and stuff. He's trying his best. He won't be with us a lot longer.
No, so it'd be well within his rights just to not care. He's still trying.
He could be out there burning fossil fuels like nobody's business, but he's not.
Shelley said Julie Andrews. Good old Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. You can't hate Mary Poppins, can you?
No. I think it's very true. Dara said me.
Okay, miss. Bold move.
Yeah. And Matthew said... Other Matthew, Abby's Matthew, said Tom Hanks.
Her with some good sex. Tom Hanks, thanks. Shelley also suggested Tom Hanks at first. And that's when I had to say no. Because internet people will tell you that he's a paedophile.
He's part of the Illuminati.
He's a wrong'un. He's a lizard. So I don't think we can accept Tom Hanks into that.
I think I think that's true. Crazy people. Will say this stuff and will believe things and that he's had people killed and stuff like that. So I think that's, yeah.
You're saying he had Robin Williams killed?
I'm saying Robin Williams had Robin Williams killed.
Got any other suggestions?
I mean, Attenborough's always the top of that list, isn't he? I don't know.
Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves would be a good one, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the pictures
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is the ultimate answer, I think. I don't think anyone could say a bad word about Dolly Parton.
I think, you
Not
know
even
what?
Jolene.
No. I think well, to be fair, it didn't. That was very much Jolene taking her man, wasn't it? So
I think everyone would fully respect Dolly Parton. She's done a lot of good for them. She does really good stuff for charity. She's a giver. She's got big tits.
Yep.
It's not just a massive pair of tits, eh? She's a lot more than that.
The ones you put up were also Henry Winkler.
Winkler, I reckon the Winkler loved it.
Probably so.
Universally loved.
You also put up Danny DeVito.
What do you think about that?
I think it'd be hard pushed to. Yeah. And he's only little as well.
Oh. Push him over.
And you put Bukayo Saka.
Of course, he's hated by racists.
Yeah, so that's...
He shouldn't be. He shouldn't.
I was also going to suggest that maybe Dolly Parton might be hated by racists for all her good work in the black community.
Oh, but she does have big tits.
But she does
so
have big tits.
So, balances out like her tits.
All right.
Very much the same size, because she's been to a professional.
Yes. A worrying amount of talk about her
she's
tits.
She's never had any other work done, though, so God bless her. Well. Aging gracefully, naturally.
Okay, can we
I'm not just talking about a boob now, I'm talking about a face as well.
Yes,
I'd come on both.
All
boobs
right.
Or face.
Right, we're moving on. Do you have a question for us this week? No, you don't. So,
what language do parrots speak? Not pigeons, we know that.
It's parrot.
Pigeons are government spies, aren't they?
They're not real. That was a crazy you know, we do like a conspiracy theory in a
nutshell.
In a time so we can laugh at it, but when people take it too seriously, then it gets out of hand. But that one about pigeons not being real was absolutely insane. Like they've been around forever. now they're controlled by the government. Anyway,
I'd love to have a remote control pigeon,
or just a pigeon.
Nah, not Mike Tyson. Yeah. I don't fancy pigeons. Like Mike Tyson.
No.
I've called him out.
Well,
I'll take him on next.
Well, I mean, no, I was going to say, based on last week's question of who could nobody dislike, who could nobody like, but that's a bit much. And then I thought, I was just thinking there, well, maybe about who would you say is your enemy? But again, we can't.
It can be positive.
We have multiple enemies, and we're creating more all the time. Anyway, this week's question, based on Josh coming to the wrestling with me for the first time, we'll do this. It'll be, what have you experienced for the first time in the last year?
Ooh.
We'll set a time limit on it.
Lost your virginity?
Possibly so.
Lost your phone? It doesn't have to be stuff you've lost.
No, you're very much on Lost.
You've watched Lost.
You could have gone bungee jumping. Is that a thing? Do people still do that?
In a car park.
Yeah, over a crash mat.
Yeah, nothing safer outside a Weatherspoons.
Or maybe you did a big thing. Maybe you got married. Maybe that was the first time you got married.
Yeah,
might not be the last. Statistics say otherwise.
You tried anal for the first time.
Possibly
in your own bum or someone else's.
We would like to know.
You'd love to know that. Get in touch, bethewebelson@gmail.com. Get in touch on the socials. What have you experienced for the first time recently in the last year or so? What have you experienced for the first time? And would you ever do it again?
Oh, that's a nice little caveat.
I don't eat caveat. It's from fish.
All right. I did see one story this week, which I thought you'd be very interested in, and specifically you, nobody else. It was scientists have done a study in Japan, where they have decided that you can tell how big a man's penis is without him getting it out.
Right. Love to hear this. How?
So, they did a study of looking at the correlation between body parts and penile length. So, what, if you look at someone...
Hands?
No.
Ears?
No.
Facial features?
It is a facial feature.
Nose.
So they think, in Japan, big nose, big dick.
I can't imagine Japan have big noses, have they?
I don't think so.
I think they have average-sized noses, but because they've got small eyes, they look bigger.
Well,
You accept that?
I'll be honest, I wasn't listening. No. And then I heard...
It worked out in his brain.
Yeah, I thought, I don't want to be associated with that.
Back on that. Good to see.
But apparently, there's also an all-time high anxiety about penis size.
Oh, let's just all get them out, guys, and we can all get over it.
Well, it's not so much getting them out. Oh. It's just not be bothered about how big it is.
Put them away then, guys.
People have been using devices to make them longer. You have to wear it for 6 to 8 hours a day for several months. So, several months, 6 to 8 hours a day. How much longer do you think it gets?
3 inches.
2 centimetres.
Oh, a centimetre is...
Yeah. Newer devices, which you use twice a day for 30 minutes, that have seen some increase and are generally pretty safe. But my favourite thing about it was some of the comments underneath. My favourite comment was a man who said, 2 centimetres? Do I really want to double my length like that? I'm a man, not a horse.
I wouldn't bother for 2 centimetres. Not worth it, guys. Do something else with the time.
Yeah, so they're also unaware of if this is just a thing that happens with Japanese men or men all around the world. Nobody's measured everybody's penis.
Nobody. Nobody's got time for that.
No, and ultimately, it doesn't really matter.
Right, Meghan Trainor?
All about that pace.
What do you think about... People can't hate Meghan Trainor, can they?
To be honest, I'd know nothing about Meghan Trainor.
Nothing about Meghan Trainor.
I've seen her TikTok.
Well, there you go. Did you enjoy it?
With her husband and her statue, or like her awards and stuff. But I don't.
No, she's not bragging about awards. Did she hate her?
I think they were doing it in a jokey style.
Okay, good for her, Meghan Trainor. She's officially on the no hate list. Unless you do hate Meghan Trainor, get in touch. Love to hear why. If you've had a personal beef with her, maybe you went to school with her. She pulled your pigtails and called you a slag.
All right, stop.
I bet she'd never use the word slag, Meghan Trainor. Good for her.
We just don't know. Get in touch.
Yeah, Meghan Trainor, get in touch. Last week's music, you gave me a couple of songs. One was called Cut Me Open by Jennifer. The lyrics were a bit dark for me. There's stuff about drinking blood and eating my insides, etc., which I thought was a bit weird. But the guitar was okay, though.
Okay.
So that's nice. The other one was Soup Baggio.
It was a song called Soup by a band called Baggio.
Baggio. Immediate impressions, when it first started, I thought this could be Libertines-esque, maybe. I thought it wasn't the strongest male voice. I wouldn't mind giving him a little pep talk to boost his confidence so he could really, you know, really sing a bit louder and just go for it. Don't be shy, go for it. And they were singing about the lunch they had for lunch today, which is good because you write about what you know.
Well, there is that.
So... Nice to sing about soup. You don't get enough songs about soup.
No,
you can't
I
name
mean,
another.
But there's, of course, the Mighty Boosh soup song.
You say, of course.
Like, you must know that.
I genuinely don't.
Okay. I'm not going to do it, but...
How many people out there are like, yeah.
Quite a few.
You're saying it like...
Anyone who watched the Mighty Boosh.
Obviously. But not everyone watched Mighty Boosh. No. You're saying it with such confidence.
I'm just surprised you've not come across it. You're on TikTok all the time.
I don't watch Mighty Boosh on TikTok.
No, but people have done it.
I've never seen that in my life.
Wow. It's the algorithm, isn't it? Keeping you from soup.
I'm too busy doing Chinese stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, you gave me Fuck Rappers by Ray Emanuel. I mean, it was okay. It didn't really do a lot for me. But I did read about him, that he is a relatively young rapper coming up, making his way in the world.
Good
for him.
Keep going, son.
Doesn't get a whole load of listens, but I mean 21,000, which is about probably 10,000 more than that Baggio got. So, but they talk about him being one to watch for the future. So there is that. Oh. It was fine.
Could be a breakout start.
Yeah, and musically it was fine. You know, he was a bit aggressive, which I didn't really like. But other than that, absolutely fine. Then there was, you also gave me a Nukai Giant. I don't know if that's the way to say that. By Tune B. Now, this is another young rapper you've given me here. He's only 20.
So young, so much to look forward to.
But so the description of about him was about him being a mix of old and soulful sounds and swaggering New York stuff and all this sort of thing. They did say he's crafting his own lane with his infectious flows and top tier beat selection. Oof. I will say I did enjoy his choice of
beat selection.
Oh, so
lying, were they?
I mean, he does have quite a deep voice. That was my main takeaway from what his rapping part. But fine beat selection, I'll agree with that.
Very good. Choose the right beats on the way home.
So yeah, we'll see where he goes. We'll see where both of them go, really.
Criticism often labelled at old Nas for his poor beat selection.
Oh, he should get him on to do it for him. We also had one from Matthew. Thank you, Matthew. It was Therapy.
Therapy? No.
Therapy?
Therapy was the band, wasn't it?
It was, and it was the song was Hey Satan, You Rock.
Interesting little number from a Northern Irish band.
Mm.
I thought they'd be American. The music wasn't for me. The lyrics are a bit more enjoyable because he's saying about get me Mary, she's a fox. And, the whole general vibe of Satan rocking. Didn't mind that. It was quite, a bit too much for me.
I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't really enjoy any of it.
You don't get enough songs about Satan, though. Praise him.
Well, I think if you go into black metal, it's all about Satan, isn't it?
Oh, I don't listen to that.
It's
African English metal.
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Like Scandinavian black metal. They burn churches and stuff. It's quite dark in there and people get killed and stuff. It's all...
Well, get people out of the church before you burn it down.
Well, yeah, then no, that's not killing people in the churches. They're just killing people who might be in other bands and stuff. It's very dark.
Keep it positive.
I think there was one guy who tried to eat someone.
Keep the vibes up.
Anyway, this week, what have you got?
You go first.
So I've got two songs. One, you will very much enjoy this start because there's a little sample at the start, and then you will enjoy the song because you will know the song. And it's Believe in Yourself by Echo.
And the Bunnymen.
No Bunnymen. And then I'm going to throw another Olivia Rodrigo at you.
Oh my God, he's obsessed. Why won't he give Meghan Trainor a chance?
And the song is Obsessed.
Meghan Trainor.
She's added some songs to her last album, Guts, and it's now called Guts Spilled. It's a couple of new extra songs and stuff, and this is one of them. It's very good.
I'm trying to think, she already had that planned out. We'll see.
We'll see.
Just one from me, AJ Finale by Kenny Siegel and Serengeti. And Matthew has kindly sent us a song suggestion by Grand Poobah. The song is 360, in brackets, What Goes Around.
Well, that makes sense.
What goes around comes around. That's also a song.
Okay.
Might be having a heart attack over it.
Have you got anything else for the people? Or are you just going to die quietly in the corner?
Walk it off.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Get in touch with us with what you have experienced for the first time in the last year or so. Get in touch with if you want to join Matt and add songs to the playlist. Get in touch. We really should do more guest ones. So get in touch if you want to be a guest.
Be our guest.
Yes,
think
quite.
About that.
Okay. Get in touch with anything at all. Or if you know any correlation between other body parts and penis size, get in touch with us there.
If you've ever seen a parrot.
If you've seen a parrot. If you've owned a parrot, get in touch. If you've taught a parrot to speak, let us know how you've done that.
Very parrot-based.
Anything parrot-based, we want to hear about it. Anyway, in the meantime, look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you again next week, providing my voice still lasts.
Right, and talking of getting rid of voices, as it was WrestleMania weekend, here's Macho Man, dead Macho Man, to say goodbye. Ooh, yee, Macho Man! Ooh, yee! Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you, brother! Oh, God, my voice is really hurting. I can't do this for long. Join us next week, brother! Oh, he's lost it totally. We'll be there with Bells. Just a gruff one. You'll be there with Bells. My voice has changed because I've been dead several years. Died in a car crash. Rest in peace, Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth. Hopefully you're having sex upstairs. Match made in heaven. Match made in hell. Goodbye!
okay.
Take a beating for.
It's only one thing about you that takes a beating. Your meat.
My meat. Beat my meat. Beat, beat my meat. Beat,
go Bayside.
Beat, beat my meat. There's an opening. Right, are you ready to go shopping? Yes, Dave.
Is that your sort of level?
Yeah, probably a bit louder than that, isn't it? Welcome.